2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and DeGenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You say the name Katie Couric. I think most people recognize that name, right?
Yeah.
Many years as a journalist at NBC and main anchor. It was at ABC News and then over at Yahoo News for
News.
You know who she is, right? So in her new book, she revealed that she left out big portions of a quote from former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Notorious RBG.
Yeah.
When you come right down to it, the closest thing to a superhero I know.
Well, it's what Katie edited out of that story that has Dave steamed.
I'm super steamed about this. Couric asked Ginsburg her thoughts on athletes kneeling for the national anthem. This is in the middle of the whole Colin Kaepernick thing.
So a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
2016.
Right.
So it wasn't like she asked this question out of left field, right? This was in the middle of all this kneeling for the national anthem. And the way I see it, Couric didn't like Justice Ginsburg's answer, so she edited it out. It is straight up journalistic malpractice.
Whoa.
It is incredible. I can't believe she put it in her own book. Like, that's usually something someone reports on, like that they uncover, and she fessed up to it in her book.
Well, and Ruth can't, Justice Ginsburg, all due respect, she's not here to talk about it.
Yeah.
Give it context, right? She's passed away. So Justice Ginsburg, she passed away, what was it, last year?
Yeah, last September.
She was a very popular justice.
Yeah.
I mean, a feminist icon, and she was liberal.
Yes.
So she's sitting down with Katie Couric, interviewing with her in the year 2016, so we're talking 5 years ago, in the middle of what you said was the Colin Kaepernick controversy. Remind me, who did he play for?
The Niners, 49ers.
The Niners. You say it like I'm a big football fan. All right, the Niners. And kneeling during the national anthem. I mean, we all know about that. You've been listening to our show for a long time. We talked about that when that happened. So Katie Couric asks Justice Ginsburg her thoughts on athletes kneeling before a football game for the national anthem. Now, I want to be clear. This is what made the cut in Katie Couric's news report. All right? It's all of 5 seconds. So stand by. It will go by quickly.
Would I arrest them for doing it? No. I think it's dumb and disrespectful.
She called it dumb and disrespectful, the kneeling for the national anthem. Now, this was very big news back when it happened. It was very unexpected because Justice Ginsburg, again, a liberal icon, you would think, like most people would think, oh, she would totally support the protest. So when she said it was dumb and disrespectful, that was major news. And she ended up saying, well, I didn't totally understand what she was talking about, so I kind of take it back. She had a take back, but the dumb and disrespectful was the headline. But there was much more to that statement that Katie Couric edited out, and I think it was so wrong that she did.
Okay, so if you're just jumping in the car, we're talking about Katie Couric, and it's making news headlines on the national news shows as well this morning. She admitted in her book that she edited out statements made by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Here's what made the cut years ago when she interviewed her regarding kneeling for the national anthem.
Would I arrest them for doing it? No. I think it's dumb and disrespectful.
Can I read for you the quote that Couric left out?
Yes.
So Ginsburg either began it by saying, or went on to say, it shows a contempt for a government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life, which they probably could not have lived in the places they came from. And they became older. They realize that this was youthful folly, and that's why education is important. I think it's a terrible thing to do, but I wouldn't lock a person up for doing it. I would point out how ridiculous it seems to me to do such an act.
What?
Probably a 30 seconds or 45 second response there.
Yeah. Instead, it's just this short little clip, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you read that. Did you find that offensive? Do you think Justice Ginsburg didn't know what she was talking about? Do you think she was having a senior moment? Or did that sound well in reason?
To some degree, at some point, though, I will say, when I was reading this aloud, and I was reading it aloud for the first time, and I did that on purpose, Dave. I did not want to get some sort of preconceived notion in my head before I read that. So that's the first time I read that in its entirety and read it aloud. As they became older, they realized that this was youthful folly, and that's why education is important.
Speaking of Kaepernick.
She kind of lost me a little bit on that one, but...
Well, she's saying that if he got older, he'll probably realize that this is youthful folly.
Okay. So what you're saying is that Justice Ginsburg came back and said, I didn't understand the question. Or that Katie Couric assumed Justice Ginsburg didn't understand the question. Because if she didn't understand the question and you made a decision to leave that part out, then you should have left this part out too.
Would I arrest them for doing it? No.
Just played part of it.
Disrespectful.
So what I'm trying to figure out is... why she edited it out. And she explains. Couric explains why she edited out that part of the comment.
She was elderly. Probably didn't understand the question.
It's literally what Katie Couric said. She said that Justice Ginsburg, who was serving on the Supreme Court at the time, right, and would go on to serve for another 4 years after this interview, she said... Katie Couric said she was elderly and probably didn't understand the question. And she did it in an effort to protect her. As a journalist, is your job to protect the interviewee?
Probably not.
Probably not?
No, probably not. I wasn't in the room. I wasn't behind the scenes of this decision.
It's astounding to me that she would edit that. She would cut that out. I cannot imagine, having been a producer, you're an investigative reporter who edited a lot of interviews,
that's the thing,
right?
We sit here in judgment of this without knowing the whole context of what was going on in that interview or the whole context of what was going on in the decision once the interview was done. We have edited out.
Yeah.
I mean, we leave things on the cutting room
all
floor.
The time.
In fact, many times I get accused of the opposite of putting things in that were so inflammatory and made people look horrible on the air or look dumb on the air or look like they didn't know what they were talking about on the air.
People struggle.
So we have to make decisions every day in this business, just like every business, anybody in business, anybody in their own home has to make a decision every single day.
In this news business and as journalists, we know that fake news is a real battle. It's something that journalists, we fight every single day. We want to make sure there's not a perception that we're just picking and choosing the storylines that we like personally. So when you see a journalist that has reached the pinnacle of her profession saying that she is trying to protect and that she didn't think... that Justice Ginsburg, she's elderly, so she probably didn't understand the question. She didn't trust the Supreme Court justice to answer a question. That goes to the very trust issues that we're battling every single day.
And
that's why I think it's journalistic malpractice.
Well, I'm going to read the book now, Dave. And I think, personally, I think that is why Katie Couric included that information in her book and admitted it in her book. She confessed it in her book. Because now, people like me are going to go read her book.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.